Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Beating the retreat ceremony is underway at the historic Vijay Chowk in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankhar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and other union ministers are present on the occasion. The ceremony commences with the iconic Kadam Kadam Badhai Ja tune, followed by enthralling tunes such as Amar Bharti, Indradhanush, Jai Janmabhoomi and Veer Siachen by the Pipes and Drums Band. Uttar Pradesh Tableau, based on the theme Mahakumbh 2025, Swarnim Bharat, Virasat aur Vikas, has won the Best Tableau Award at the Republic Day Parade, held on the 26th of January at Kartavya Path in New Delhi. Meanwhile, Tripura's Eternal Reverence, the Worship of 14 Deities in Tripura, Kharchi Puja, themed tableau, was adjudged second position, and Andhra Pradesh Tableau depicting Ettikopakka Bommalu, eco-friendly wooden toys, won the third prize. The government has approved the National Critical Mineral Mission with an outlay of more than 34,000 crore rupees. The decision has been taken to build a resilient value chain for critical mineral resources, essential for promoting green technologies. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav highlighted the importance of critical minerals for the development of the economy.
आज माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने नेशनल क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स मिशन इसको आज अप्रूवल दिया है. क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स इसलिए जरूरी है कि आज हमारी एंटायर इकोनॉमी में एनर्जी का ट्रांजिशन हो रहा है, ग्रीन एनर्जी की तरफ बढ़ रहे हैं. तो ग्रीन एनर्जी से रिलेटेड जितने भी है, सोलर पार्क हो, विंड टर्बाइन हो, बैटरीज हो, इलेक्ट्रिकल व्हीकल्स हो, मोटर्स हो, उन सब में क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स एक नियायती तौर पर लगे. हमारी जितनी भी बड़ी इंडस्ट्रीज जो आज ग्रो हो रही है, इलेक्ट्रॉनिक, टेलीकॉम, ट्रांसपोर्टेशन, उन सब में क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स का उपयोग.
The government has also approved the price for ethanol procurement from sugarcane feedstock. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that the people of Delhi now want such a government that builds houses for the poor, makes Delhi modern, provides tap water to every house, and provides freedom from the tanker mafia. Addressing a public meeting in Yamuna Khadar in northeast Delhi this afternoon, Mr. Modi took on the AAP, saying that excuses, loot and lies of the ruling dispensation cannot continue. The Prime Minister said, all promises made to the people will be fulfilled in a time-bound manner after the BJP comes to power in Delhi, and this is Modi's guarantee. On the other hand, Aam Aadmi Party's national convener and former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal will address public gatherings in Badli and Timarpur legislative assemblies this evening. Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann will hold a mega roadshow in Rajouri Garden, Tilak Nagar and Vikaspuri. Meanwhile, senior Congress leaders Jairam Ramesh and Devendra Yadav are scheduled to release the Congress manifesto, whereas senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address a public gathering in Bavana. The saints and seers of different akharas today took the Amrit Snan at the Triveni Sangam on the occasion of Mauni Amavasya. Flower petals were showered on the saints and seers. Earlier, the bathing ritual of akharas were deferred due to overcrowding and the incident that occurred at the Sangam Ghat. The second Amrit Snan of Mahakumbh is underway and lakhs of devotees are taking the holy dip at the Triveni Sangam. The Joint Committee of Parliament on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 today adopted its draft report. Talking to media in New Delhi, Chairman of the 31-member panel, Jagdambika Pal, said the committee has adopted amendments on 14 clauses related to the bill. And US President Donald Trump has invited Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for a meeting in the White House next week. Mr. Netanyahu said in a social media post that he will be meeting the US President on the 4th of next month. The invitation was made in a letter from the US President to discuss about bringing peace to Israel and its neighbors. And that is the end of this news bulletin.